Let's go to the hotline now. We have John Daly on the line.
JD.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
About time.
Saw you the other day, except for one round. You would have
won. Yeah, congrats.
You could have won the damn thing.
I know. I'm just a three-day player.
It's better than you. It's better than when you was a two-day player. You're coming a long way.
Hey, 64 in the fourth day. That's a nice round, bud.
What did you end up, 3-under?
Yep.
3-under, yeah.
And they say, John, I was listening to the commentators, and I love David Faraday, but he was talking about that is the fourth toughest course on the tour.
It is now. It's the greens, they're awesome, but they're just very firm and fast.
They got a lot of water, too.
Tons of water, and the course has been lengthened over the last 7 years, probably about 1,000 yards.
Well, they've lengthened it 1,000?
Probably over the last 7 to 8, 9 years, it's been lengthened, yeah.
And as usual, when you go over there, you get a big following. You had a bigger following than McIlroy did, and I thought that was amazing. Once they glom onto you, they stick with you.
Got some great fans. Great fans over there.
John, I do want to let you know that, of course, you know, it's going to be great to have Tommy back. We come up and do the show for your golf tournament every Friday. We'll be glad to have Tommy back. Last year we didn't have you, if you remember right.
No, this time last year I was at a little camp that John may be familiar with called the BFC.
Camp Ford
out in California.
But the thing about it, John, here's the deal. One, Roger Scott, he's just said until he knows accommodations are done. Yeah. He will not make plans to come up there.
I have
Thursday
to have
night.
A confirmation number, Johnny.
John, would you please tell Roger that you've got it taken care of and where?
Yes, we got to take care of Roger. But Roger may need to go for 2 years.
What is the hotel, John, that we're staying at? You.
John sent me the confirmation number, so we have it, Roger.
Right, very
so
good, John. Well, I mean, hell, you made 68 grand the other day, so I mean, surely you can get a...
John's been up, John's been down, John's been to places that... Last year for the NBA Finals, you know where I watched the NBA Finals, all seven games or six games?
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
At Betty Ford. Yes, I watched that. I got to where I liked hockey because it was the only thing.
You watch TV there?
Yeah.
Boy, times have changed.
Yeah. Well, you got it 2 hours a day.
Well, think about this, too, John. It was a year ago at your golf tournament that Roger had the first opportunity. I got up there on stage with you, Bobby Petrino, and Ryan Mallett. Remember that? We were talking about what the season might hold, and, boy, it's amazing how things can change in less than a year.
Oh, it's amazing. Ryan's coming down. We got Ryan Mallett this year again.
Oh, cool.
Good.
We got Clint Sterner, Pat Bradley. Matt Jones is coming. And the usual crew, but this year is very, very special. Mickey Gilley's coming down.
Get out of here!
Mickey Gilley's coming down.
Cool. Mickey Gilley?
Yeah, we got Mickey.
Stop.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is going to be amazing.
I will say, John, that I was in Dallas this weekend on some Brawls Award business and ran into a guy who was buddies with McMahon. And apparently that McMahon shared a funny story about his time with you either. I guess it was last year, the year before, that you'll have to remind me of. I can't share it on the air, but quite the John Daly story. Sound like y'all had a good time.
Well, McMahon's in that lawsuit going after after the NFL and the questioning. They asked him, well, have you been to a couple of John Daly tournaments? And they said, yeah, and they threw his case out.
Yeah, he probably got hit harder here than he ever got hit.
Hey, John, a couple of things. John, do you, your Twitter account, what is it, and is it you?
It is me.
And what is it?
PGA underscore John Daly.
Okay, and the other question I want to ask you is, did you lobby hard for John Gruden to get the coach to be the coach up at U of A?
I did. I think I made Jeff Long very mad at me.
Did you really? That's funny.
Well, it was interesting because I just texted Jeff after all this happened. Would you be interested in Coach Gruden? He says, no, I'm not interested. And then 5 minutes later, please text me John Gruden's number and his agent. I said, okay.
Wow.
And then I said, well, there might be hope. And I don't know if he – I don't think he ever called Coach.
So why do you think he's mad at you?
Well, because I pushed it too hard, maybe. But
No.
Not you.
That's all right. Hey, listen, that's part of it. You'll get over it. That's part of it.
I mean, you know, it's not easy to replace the Bobby Petrino with the intensity he has or the respect from his players that he has. Yeah. You don't have championship and winning football teams if the players aren't respecting the coach.
Well, and this all goes, we need to mention what this tournament's all about.
Yeah, this is the Boys and Girls Club. It's our 21st year. We're getting full pretty quick. But if there's anybody that would like to play, you can call the Lions Den at 479-229-4162. Any of my staff can answer any questions and email an entry form or whatever to you. But, yeah, we've got probably over 44, 45 teams, wow, which is more than last year. So,
awesome. Congratulations.
It's going to be awesome.
You can go to this golf tournament on Friday night, see John Daly play touch football barefoot. You can see the chalk outline of his brother in the clubhouse. You can see where I remember I was playing the year before last, and Jamie, I said, I got to get home, Jamie. Nope, you're riding with me. There's no way you'll get out. And we get to the turn, and I said, man, I got to go to the bathroom bad. I left my clubs and everything on the cart.
Oh, my God.
And all I heard as I was driving off was, you bastard, you!
Hey, but for all the listeners out there, I just want y'all to know, if Roger, Tommy, and Baz play, it doesn't matter if I play because you guys get auctioned for more money than the people around here want to play with me. Nobody wants to play with me. They want to play with y'all.
Right.
You are such a liar.
Hey, y'all went for, what y'all go for that 1 year? Like $6,000?
I think so. Actually, we split to where we had two teams, didn't we? We had one on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Yeah, but we, you know, well, now that all you guys are sober, maybe you can make Sunday.
Well, did you hear the way he said that? Did you hear the way he said, now that you guys are sober?
Hey, a pot called a kettle black there, brother.
That's funny. Hey, I've been miserable for 4 years. I'm getting used to it.
That's what I told somebody the other day. I said, oh, it's been almost 13 months. I'm used to being miserable now.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I don't know where you are in yours, but people will always ask me, do you ever crave it? And I don't crave it. I don't crave the taste. I miss the buzz. You know, the buzz you get. And I'll be real honest about it, that I sometimes when I'm done, you can just take a couple of shots of whiskey, you feel better, and you go on. And I can't do that anymore. And Josh, of all people, explained to me, it's like you lost your best friend, Dad. He was your best friend. That bottle was your best friend. You don't have him around anymore. You got to find stuff, other stuff to do, and nothing.
Yeah,
now he's walking around his yard with castor oil in one hand and palm olive in the other, John.
Tried to get rid of.
I've gotten used to looking what I used to look like. I just hang around a bunch of drunks.
That could be fun. That could be fun. I don't know about you, but I hate the ones that come up. I love the people, and I appreciate the people that come up and say, we're so proud of you. But I hate the ones that come up, and they're like 19 beers to the wind, and they'll grab you by your shoulders and go, I'm so proud of you
yes,
for the things you've done. I'm like, man, you are drunk and a rat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, but here, have one.
Yeah.
Now, why are you a quitter? Why are you a quitter? You quitter. Jeez, preacher.
All right, and to get a hold of you and more information, people would call or text what?
479-229-4162.
Say it again.
479-229-4162.
And you got a website or anything?
No, for some reason. We're going to work with Kathy and the Boys and Girls Club and get on as a specialist in that stuff. We got to get them a website.
Well, I tell you, it was fun last week. My wife was out of town, and I was able to kill 2 days watching you play golf. And just the way your demeanor is anymore, it's not way out there like it was. You can still tell that you're one of the more colorful guys on tour. But they got that little Oriental guy, and there was a snake out there, and they carried him over there by that snake, and I thought he was going to unload his pants.
Oh, jeez.
I said, well, that reminds me of the Memphis days when Fuzzy Zeller would play. And there'd be a rain out, and Fuzzy would, there were houses along the golf course, like Greystone. And Fuzzy goes in some guy's carport and stand there drinking beer with him, playing games during the tournament because there's a rain out. And I said, boy, I bet there are some stories to be told about Memphis.
Oh, there's stories to be told everywhere with me and Fuzz.
Yeah, well, Fuzz's a good old guy.
Yeah. He plays about 8 or 9 on the senior tour now.
You looking forward to that?
I am looking forward to it.
I think it'll be fun.
I mean, I'm debating on whether Peter's going to be driving the cart or I am. I'm probably going to be driving the cart, making him walk.
Well, the bad news is you'll turn 50. The good news is you can play golf at a more competitive level.
Isn't that great?
Ah.
Only job in the world you can still make money.
Well, good for you, and we're proud of you, and I hope you keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you Thursday night.
We'll see you this weekend.